Pasco's police department needs to hire more women, more Spanish speakers, and more diversity in general. That's one finding of a report released Monday by the U.S. Department of Justice. Correspondent Anna King has more.
This 60-some page federal report on Pasco's policing was spurred by last year's shooting. A farm worker named Antonio Zambrano Montes was shot by three officers in a crowded intersection. Pasco is more than half Hispanic, but its police force doesn't reflect that. According to the report, Pasco also needs to better train its officers on use of force. But Eladora Morfin of Pasco asked officials why the report wasn't available in Spanish.
Whether if it's Spanish and Russian or whatever language, that everybody gets the information at the same time. I mean, that would be reasonable to me to think that that could be available to them.
At a press conference, city managers say they are tying into the community better by having events like Coffee with a Cop at local Mickey D's and by getting cops into satellite offices. I'm Anna King in Pasco.